Juan, thank you for joining us. I know it is not easy, and some of you dropped off, some of you are home with your child quarantined. Today's meeting is sort of an emergency last-minute meeting. We will host it for the families that can't join us. We know this is during work hours. We have quite a few closures in our building. It's affected a lot of the lower grades with a few in the upper grades. We cannot share with you if it's a student or a teacher. Those, that all concerns privacy. Willing, I'll let you translate.
OK，所、so, 以校长说呢，不好意思，最后一分钟呢来开这个市政厅会议，因为呢情况非常的紧急，所以我们觉得呢是需要呢有必要开这个会议的。然后呢，你们也知道呢，在我们学校里面呢有一些教室里面有官兵，大多数都是低年级的教室，然后有一些高年级的教室。然后呢，我们不可以告诉你呢，到底是一个学生或者是老师他们呢感染了这个反阳性的新型冠状病毒，因为呢是基于就是保密手册，我们不可以跟你们分享。
If you receive notification from us, that means the Situation Room, which is the DOE contact tracing, they have deemed that your child is a close contact. And this for a variety of reasons. It could be that they were in contact over 10 minutes. It could be while they were eating breakfast in the classroom and their mask is off and they're not 6 feet apart. It could be when they're having lunch in the cafeteria, we have the students 3 feet apart, but they are unmasked while they're eating. It could be. So those are like basically the bulk of the reasons why your child may be close contact. We do have snack in the classroom, so that's considered close contact if they're having snack and they don't have their mask on because they're eating. There's nothing we can do about that. It's impossible for us to have the students 6 feet apart at this point. We don't have the physical space. Everybody's 3 feet apart, whether they're having breakfast, snack, or lunch. We're doing our best. So I am going to respond. We only have one question in the Google Classroom.
Can I translate that?
哦，yeah, I'm so sorry, Huilin.
OK，然后呢，如果你们有收到我们的通知呢，其实是因为呢，纽约的追踪部门呢，他们告诉我们呢，你们的小孩子呢是近距离跟一个反阳性的新型冠状病毒测验的人呢是有近距离的。然后呢，有很多的原因，你的小朋友是近距离，是因为有时候呢，在吃午餐的时候呢，他们跟其他的小朋友坐在一起的时候呢，其实是分开3尺的，不是6尺的。然后他们没有戴他们的口罩，或者是呢，持续跟一个人待在一起。起呢是10分钟，所以呢，我们所有他们给我们纽约追踪的那个部门呢，他们给我们的那些名单呢，我们呢其实呢只是经过那个名单，我们来通知你的。其实有很多很多的原因的，我们不可以呢，就是说学校呢到现在为止呢是不可以有6尺的社交距离，我们每一个东西呢，每一个活动都是3尺的社交距离。
Okay. Oh gee, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
What did I just talk about?
You were mentioning about
Oh yeah, sorry. I didn't mean Google Classroom. The one question on the
question.
Google form
Yeah.
is are home tests acceptable? No, the DOE on the Situation Room, they are not accepting home tests. It's either rapid tests or PCR.
OK，其中呢，我们叫你们提交，我们问家长提交。问题的时候呢，有一个问题是说，可不可以用家里测验的那个呢，可以来证明说你是不是有新型冠状病毒的？OK，但是呢，教育局他们的规律呢是说呢，你们必须要去拿一个 PCR 或者是快速的新型冠状病毒测验的结果报告回来给我们才可以。
Okay, so home tests are not acceptable right now. That might change. I'm sure you're all watching the news, and they're asking that the DOE, Department of Health, send home tests home with the students So if they do, then that'll change.
Okay, 你们也有看新闻，那如果新闻上面有任何的改变的话，上面会跟你们讲，因为有很多人呢，他们说教育局呢应该呢发放一些让小朋友可以拿回家呢自己做测验的那些报告也应该可以，如果他们通过的话呢，那家庭你们自己在家里做的那个测验报告的话呢是可以被用来证明的，但是到目前为止还是不可以的。
OK, please feel free to drop your questions into the chat. Is DOE mandating vaccination for all students age 5 and up? Currently, no, it is not mandated. And I will add to that, as of this morning, 65.24% of our students are vaccinated. 65.24% of our students are vaccinated. We have 541 students, so you're looking at over 350, I think. Many of our students are due to get vaccinations during the winter break. I can't see if a child's fully vaccinated or not. I can only see, and only I can see it, the name of the students who are vaccinated. That is not based on when you upload the vaccination card. That is automatic from the Department of Health. So if you go to a pediatrician, they're required to upload the information. If you go to a city site, they upload it. If you do it in school, it's uploaded. So Hui Ling, I'll let you translate that and I'll go to the next question.
OK, 这个有一个这样，如果你有任何的问题呢，你可以在那个留言方那里提交你的问题。然后第一个问题是问呢，教育局呢是不是规定了每一个小朋友五岁以上都必须要去打疫苗？然后校长说呢，教育局没有规定说五岁以上要打疫苗，但是我们学校目前为止呢，有65.24%的小朋友呢是打了疫苗的。OK, 那我们学校大概有541个学生。大概多过350个学生呢，他们已经打了疫苗，然后有一些呢，他们是打算在这个放假的期间呢，他们也想着去打。OK, 然后那些资料呢，校长一个人是可以看得到的，因为呢，他看到的那些资料呢，不是上去那个教育局的那个网站那里呢，去告诉他你打了疫苗。他是说，你每当你去打疫苗的时候，不管你是在学校啊，在你的儿科医生那里啊，或者是在医院打的疫苗呢，那些资料呢是自动的会全部上传，然后校长可以知道名字，然后我们也不知道你打了第几剂。
OK。So I will just, a second question from Abigail or Moshenko, iPad, rapid tests are okay. I thought only PCRs were required. No, rapid tests and PCR are acceptable results. Home tests are not. Hui Ling.
OK, 第二个问题呢，这个家长想知道说呢，快速的那个检验呢，看看你有没有那个新型冠状病毒呢，是不是教育局也可以收那些报告的？答案是可以。OK, 那个快速的跟 PCR 两个都可以，结果呢，教育局都会就是说却会用那个结果呢来认定你们有没有的。
OK, the next one is,Does the DOE still do COVID testing in the school? Yes, there is random testing every week. They come in. We don't pick the students. The team that comes in, they have a list of students pre-populated to test already. Now, I have several questions here. One just came up. I heard my child say that he does not have a COVID test every week. Is the test no longer necessary after the two shots, or the school does not have the test? If the school still has a test, can I ask the school to continue to give my child a test? You can't ask, just like we can't ask. It is random. They select the students. And if your child is vaccinated, they will not test your child. Hui Ling, I'll let you
OK， 然后另外一个问题呢，就是说教育局呢，是不是还有在学校里面呢进行随机的那个新型冠状病毒的测验？答案是有的，每一个星期呢都有来一次，但是呢，不是我们给他就是一个小朋友的名字，是他们进来的时候呢，是告诉我们他们要测验哪一些小朋友的。OK， 还有一些家长问说。OK， 那如果呢我的小朋友这个几个星期都没有做这个测验，对不对？那我可不可以要求去做这个测验？答案是不可以的，因为这一些团队呢，他们医疗团队他们进来的时候呢，他们有就是说有一些他们已经选好了学生他们要做这一个测验的。那如果你的小朋友是打好了疫苗呢，他们大多数都不会去测验你的小朋友的。
OK， Amanda Nunes，will the students come back for in-person learning on January 3rd? Yeah, so far, yes. I don't think they have any intentions of having remote for everyone. It's a severe hardship for many families. So I don't foresee that, but I guess it depends on the situation. As of today, we are all back in here January 3rd.
OK， 这个家长问呢，是说到目前为止呢，我们是不是还是1月3号回来上学？然后校长说呢，到目前为止呢，是没有任何其他的指令呢，是说我们学校呢，或者是任何的学校呢，会去远程学习。所以1月3日的那一天呢，还是会回来上学，但是要看看情况怎么样。所以呢，校长说目前为止，到今天为止呢，还是1月3号回来上学。
OK， So the next question, very important. I'm going to have to explain some options. So if you opt out of testing this week, will the child still receive remote instruction on Thursday? I think, Magda, the question is, if you opt out of sending your child into the school, right? Okay, so I'm going to explain what the teachers are required to do. So...If the class is quarantined, we have full class closure. That means no students are in, right? Only the teachers are in because we're all fully vaccinated and if we don't have symptoms. If it's a full class closure, teachers are required to do some live instruction remotely. Huiling.
Okay.然后校长说呢，这个家长问呢是想问说，如果呢他们星期四呢是选择不把小朋友带回来上学的话呢，然后校长说呢他要解释一些给你们听 ，OK， 就是说如果是整个教室全部都要做居家距离的话呢，老师呢是必须要给学生呢一些远程，就是说就是视频会议的教学的。
So that is called remote learning.Okay, now if we have a partial class closure, which is our situation, so let's say there's a positive case in a classroom, but we have four children that are fully vaccinated with no symptoms, and the teacher, that's called partial class closure. Hui Ling.
OK， 那校长说呢，现在是告诉解释给你们听呢，就是说不是全班的居家隔离 ，OK， 就是说小朋友呢在那个教室里面呢，有人呢是反阳性，测验出来是反阳性的，但是呢四个小朋友呢，他们是打好完全打好疫苗了，对不对？那四个小朋友呢是可以回来上学的。
OK， when that happens， the teachers under their contract.From the union, they are required to post work on Google Classroom. Your child completes the work. They will also post office hours, 1 hour each week, where not every day, 1 hour each week, where they will do office hours. That means they review the work with your child, have a discussion. That's partial closure. When there are students in front of the teacher,Whether it's 1 or 5 or 6 or 10, they are to post work on Google Classroom and meet with the children 1 hour once a week. That's okay. Okay. Sorry. You go.
这个呢是非常重要的。OK， 就是说呢，老师校长现在解释给你们听呢，就是基于老师的合同呢，对不对？如果他们教室里面有一个、两个，或者是五个、六个小朋友的时候呢，他们只需要在谷歌教室里面呢，去发放一些你小朋友应该做的那些东做的那些作业，然后呢，他每一个星期呢。只会有一个小时的时间呢，是可以跟你的小朋友呢，或者是跟居家隔离的那些小朋友呢，是聚在一起，那些叫 office hour， 就是说那个时间呢，他们是专门呢，是可以教小朋友，解释给他们听谷歌教室里面的功课怎么样做，或者是呢，他们可以呢，有一些就是沟通有关于他们下一步应该要怎么样做，他们呢，只需要把那些他们想他们要小朋友做的那些事情呢放在谷歌教室里面。
OK， in many of the cases in our school our teachers are extremely flexible, so even when they have students in front of them they do live Zoom lessons, and I've requested that they put it on School Connect so that you're aware of it, and it's Google Classroom. Understand that they really don't have toThe contract, the unions is sort of encouraging them not to, but our teachers, we have really good teachers here. They will do their best to do some live instruction. It just gets a little hard if they have 10 kids in front of them and maybe six at home, then they can't because it's difficult to manage the 10 in front of you while you're Zooming with six at home. Hui Ling.
Okay.然后呢，校长说呢，我们的老师其实很好，然后他们呢也非常有弹性的，他们其实不需要的，按照那个老师的合同呢，他们是不需要有任何的视频会议，但是呢，他们如果可以的话呢，他们也是会提供你们小朋友视频会议的 ，OK。然后呢，校长说他只要求这些老师呢，把视频会议的资料呢放在我们学校的 APP 里面呢，这样子你也可以知道。但是有时候呢，情况不同的，为什么呢？是因为有时候呢，如果你有十个小朋友在教室里面，有六个在家里做居家隔离的时候呢。有时候呢，老师不可以提供那个视频会议，是因为呢，他必须要看好十个小朋友在教室里面的。
Okay, sorry, my screen's moving. We also gave those at home packets. This supposedly 5 days of work. It looks like a month worth of work. If at any point your child can't log onto the Wi-Fi or having difficulty, do not stress.Have them continue to work in that work packet. Those are for days that they're at home. We're going to give out a new packet at probably end of January for, you know, possible days that they're stuck at home. But that is all review work. So it'll keep their mind engaged. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，有时候呢，你们上次呢已经拿了一叠的那些作业回家，对不对？那一叠的作业其实是就是给小朋友呢，就是如果他们不可以在就是上网啊，或者你的网有问题啊，你电脑有问题，你不需要担心，他们就可以呢在那一叠里面的就是作业里面呢开始做一些东西的。OK， 在一月底的时候呢，我们又会发放一叠新的作业让你拿回家。就是给小朋友呢在这些情况下可以做。
Okay, that brings us to the iPad issue. We just received the delivery of iPads. We cannot distribute them yet. These iPads are families who do not have a DOE iPad. So basically they're my lower grades, my kindergarten, my pre-K. Ms. Lipsky, I don't think 3K is in there, are they?3K, yo-ho, we snuck that one in. Anyhow, you will have to be patient because we have to program the iPads. Then we're waiting for delivery of the cases. They don't come at the same time. Once everything is set up, we will call you to ask you if you want the iPad or not. And once we are able to get it into your child's hand, we'll call you again to let you know that we're sending it home. Hui Ling.
OK, 然后现在呢，就是跟你们讲有关于 iPad， OK？ 然后呢，我们呢是刚刚收到他们寄给我们的 iPad， 对不对？但是呢，我们还不可以发放这些 iPad 给你们，是因为呢，这些 iPad 呢是给那些小朋友呢是完全没有 iPad 的，就是给我们的3K 的小朋友、学前班的小朋友、幼稚园的小朋友， OK？ 然后呢，我们希望你可以耐心一点等待。因为呢，不是所有的东西都是一次呢寄过来的，我们现在还在等那个键盘，键盘呢，这样子我们可以一次性的发给你们。所以呢，我们现在呢，老师会打电话给你，你会收到一通电话呢，是问你到目前为止呢，你还想不想要这个教育局的 iPad？OK？、Okay? 如果你想要的话呢，我们就会呢写下来说你想要。然后呢，我们发放给你的小朋友的时候呢，我们又会打电话，再打一次电话给你，跟你讲说你小朋友今天回家呢会有 iPad 在他的书包里面的。
OK， Philip, can you translate Lily's question?
OK, so Lily's mom wants to know for those who's actually tested positive, right? Are they vaccinated or they're not vaccinated?
We don't know and we can't share. We just know they test positive. That information we can't share.
Okay, Lily 的妈妈，我们这些资料呢是不可以跟你分享的，我们其实不太清楚，但是呢这些是保密的资料，所以我们也不可以跟你分享。
Okay, next question from Natalia. Does that mean a child from every class every week?Get tested randomly, but not vaccinated children? No, it's not a child from every class. We don't know how they pick and choose. It's 10% of our student population. Sometimes a little over if they have extra. They choose, but they will not test vaccinated children anymore. I think because they have to go to so many schools. And it's not a child from every class.Are vaccinated children from the partially closed classes tested? Let me just answer two questions, Hui Ling. So the question is, if the child is vaccinated and the class is partially closed, are they tested? Not from random testing, the parents would have to take them. So if you have a child vaccinated and your child's class is partially closedIt would be up to you to have them tested or not, and you have to bring them. Now, remember, you do that health survey every day. So question 4 defines whether your child can come in or not. So whether your child is fully vaccinated or not, you have to look at those symptoms. If they're coughing, if they have a fever, they can't come in. You have to pass.Number 4, we always get a question and school connects, can my child come in? They have a sore throat. Look at question 4. They should stay home. They're advising that if your child has sniffles, a sore throat, a cough, they don't list others like vomiting, diarrhea. Those are all symptoms of COVID. If you click on COVID symptoms,I know many times it could be a cold, it could be something they've eaten, but if you can't answer question 4, they should stay home for the safety of your child and the class and the teachers. Hui Ling, that's like a mouthful.
Okay, 校长说呢，刚刚那个家长问呢，是说是不是每一个小朋友在每一个教室呢，都会随机选择去做这一个随机测验的？然后校长说呢，我们其实不知道呢，是他不是每一个小朋友在每一个教室里面呢，都会被选择去做随机测验的。只有10%的小朋友呢，在我们的学校呢，会被选择去参与这个随机的那个测验的。但是呢，他们不会选择。已经打好疫苗的那些小朋友 ，OK。还有第二个问题就是说呢，那些就是说打好疫苗的小朋友呢，如果他们的教室呢有一半教室是关闭的话呢，那是不是他们也会被选择去做那个随机？然后呢，如果呢我们小朋友呢是，如果你的教室呢一半是关掉的话呢，我们其实是要求家长 带你们的小朋友呢去任何的一个纽约的那个去做那个新型冠状病毒检验的那个地方呢去做检验的。OK， 那如果呢如果你们想知道应不应该把你们的小朋友呢是带上学呢，其实你们每天填的那个健康调查表呢，第四个问题呢他会告诉你呢可不可以让小朋友进来学校。如果呢你不可以回答第四个问题的话呢，就是代表你的小孩子呢没有通过今天的健康调查的那个表格，所以呢他们不应该上学的。有时候家长会问说 OK， 我的小朋友呢喉咙痛啊或者是不舒服发烧啊可不可以，如果这些有这些情况的话，你们就已经知道呢是不可以来上学的。所以如果你有任何的疑问的话呢，如果你不可以解答第四个问题的话，你的小朋友就应该留在家里。 OK
OK sorry, it's not question four, it's question one on the health survey.
Okay, 第一个问题。
Okay, Jamie, are you able to share if those who tested positive or were symptomatic or if they were part of random testing? I can't share that. A positive is a positive. In some cases, when we're informed, we...don't even know, we're just informed that there was a positive case. Willing?
Okay, 这个家长问呢是说校长可不可以分享说那些反阳性的那些他们是呢是不是有任何的症状，或者是呢他们是随机检验的时候呢查出来的。校长说呢我们不可以分享这些资料，很多时候呢这些资料呢我们都不清楚，因为他们只是告诉我们说有一个人是有反阳性的。
Okay, next question, a very good question also. Has there been COVID transmission within the classes or positive cases are from outside the school? I am not able to share that. The only thing I can share is that there's a positive case. The situation room makes the determination after interviewing the positive case on what they consider close contact.
OK, 这个家长问呢是说校长可不可以分享呢到底这一些反阳性的那些人呢是到底是教室里面传染呢，还是那些是外面学校就是那些人在外面，就是不是在教室里面的那些。然后校长说呢他不可以分享这些资料，然后所有的情况呢都是在纽约市的那个追踪部门呢他们告诉我们呢什么是近距离哪一些小朋友必须要隔离。
Okay, will parents be notified if their child's class was partially closed but their child was not contact was not a close contact and don't have to quarantine? I think that's the question. So if you have a child in a class that's partially closed but your child's not a close contact, will you be notified? Yes, it took them a while to get that letter out. All the principals have been asking, like, we should notify everybody in the class, even if the child's not a close contact. They finally updated what we call the info hub, and there is a letter. Yes, you will be notified moving forward.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，是说如果呢，你的小朋友的教室呢，有就是一半关闭掉的，然后那些呢虽然呢他们是在同一个教室，但是他们不是近距离不是近距离，没有近距离的在一起的时候呢，家长会不会也收到通知？然后以前呢是没有，但是现在呢是可以的。 OK, 他们虽然呢教育局呢是需要已经经过很长久的时间呢，他们现在呢终于有一封信呢是通知家长说，就算你的小朋友呢不是近距离，但是在同一个教室呢，他们也是会通知你们的。
What is it? Stop for a few minutes. Magna, you had your hands up. Did you have a question? Oh, okay. So I'm going to stop for a few minutes to go over items that I want to share, and I'll go back on the questions. Really?
Okay, 校长说呢他们现在校长他会就是说现在不解答问题了，他现在想告诉你有一些他想跟你们讲的事情，之后再回来解答问题。
Okay, I have an agenda here. Of course, you know, when I make an agenda, I ramble and Ms. Lipsky organizes it into notes. So, the The first thing on my agenda, which I did not talk about yet, is if your child tests positive, let us know right away. We would also like a picture of the positive test because we have to notify the situation room. We've had several situations where families had a positive rapid test and they thought they had to wait for the PCR. Please don't wait, because the information we give the situation room has to be very timely. So if it's a positive test, if it is a rapid test or PCR, notify us right away, take a picture and upload it on School Connects. We need to start contact tracing right away for the safety of everybody. Huiling.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，他现在要跟你讲有关于他的议程，他今天开会呢，所有的目的是什么 ？OK， 第一个呢，就是如果你的小孩去做检验的时候呢，结果是反阳性的话呢，你必须要马上告诉我们。有些家长呢，他们呢是拿到那个报告的时候呢，或者有些人拿到报告的时候，其实是快递的报告是反阳性的，他们以为他们需要等到那个 PCR 的那个结果出来才告诉我们。我们想跟你讲呢，不要等那个 PCR 的结果，只要你的结果快速的或者是 PCR 两个其中的一个呢是反阳性的，你必须要通知我们，马上通知我们，照一张相，然后呢把那一张相呢通过一个私人的那个私人的发给从我们学校的 APP 发一个私人的信息呢给 Ms. Lipsky， 然后呢或者是 Ms. Nina， 然后呢我们呢必须要马上开始跟就是追踪部门呢，对不对，去追踪情况，然后呢去保障所有人的安全。
Okay, next item on my agenda, notification. What we've taken to doing is the minute we have a positive result, we contact the situation room and then we start notifying families once they accept the case. You will not get the formal paperwork maybe until the end of the day if we notify you early or the next day. If we find out there's a positive case at the end of the day, it might be the following day, but we start notifying you right away and the official paperwork from the Department of Health Situation DOE will be following. They are not able to keep pace with all the cases right now. So please be aware that the official notification that we put on School Connects and that you'll receive, that's a bit delayed. Willing.
OK， 然后校长说呢，有关于通知 ，OK， 然后呢，我们呢就必须要打电话呢去跟那个情况室里面讲所有的情况，然后呢，情况室决定说哪一些小朋友呢是有近距离以后呢，我们会马上通知家长们的 ，OK， 但是呢，你必须要了解，就是说那个正统的那一个通知呢。会有时候呢会迟一点点，是因为呢如果呢是在放学的时候呢，对不对，我们才得到这些通知的话呢，我们其实最早可以发放资料的呢就是明天了 OK， 所以我们希望你可以了解，就是真实发放给你们的通知呢有可能会比知道情况的时候，因为我们必须要去跟那个纽约追踪他们去所有的沟通弄好了以后我们才可以发放给你们。
Okay, quarantine days. Please understand that we don't set the quarantine days. The situation determines when did the symptoms start. They actually interview the positive person. When did they get the test? The situation room, which is the DOE contact tracing, they determine the days of quarantine and when the students can come back into the building.
OK， 校长说呢，有关于你们居家的日子呢，到底多长久呢？不是我们说的算的，是那个是那个追踪部门或者是情况室呢，他们是通过去访问那个反阳性的那个人呢，问他几时呢有那些就是几时开始呢是有那些不舒服的情况呢，之后呢，他们给我们日期。说小朋友必须要隔离几天的 ，OK， 是情况是他跟我们讲的，我们不可以呢告诉你 几时的，几时他们必须要居家隔离 几天的，是他们跟我们讲，我们才跟你们讲的。
Okay, can you translate the question from Kevin to everyone?
Okay, so Kevin's, oh, sorry. All right, so Kevin wants to know if the class is closed and students are fully vaccinated, right? So do they still need to do the rapid test?
If the class is closed and the student is fully vaccinated means they have their second dose, and to be fully vaccinated has to be 2 weeks after the second dose. Okay, Huiling?
Okay.
They can come in if they do not have symptoms and they feel fine. Whether they get tested or not, that's a caregiver's choice because they're fully vaccinated. That's why we always ask for date of second dose. We literally have to count the 14 days. But if they're fully vaccinated, that would be up to the caregiver. We don't require it. As long as they don't have symptoms and they can answer question number one, Ms. Lipsky, I got it right. If they can answer question number one, they can come in.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，如果你的小朋友呢，是完全打好疫苗了，完全打好疫苗的是什么意思？就是说你打了第二针。打了第二针以后还要过两个星期以后呢，就是14天以后才算是真正的打好疫苗了。 OK， 那如果你的小朋友是打好疫苗了以后呢，对不对，然后他们没有任何的新型冠状病毒的症状，对不对，其实是家长的选择。如果你想选择带他们去做检验的话你可以，如果你不想要的话呢也可以。
Okay, can you, oh, thank you, Nicholas's mom. Yes, we are very careful here. And I will have to be really honest, besides the soap and water, which Terry, one of our custodial staff has been diligent about putting soap in the soap dispensers, paper towels, and we also have a lot of sanitizers donations, but we're at the point where we use them also. Just to keep everyone safe. Willing?
Okay, 这个家长说呢，只是想一个提醒给大家，就是说现在呢，我们进入了就是what's flu? 感冒季节，流感季节，流感季节呢，所以他们觉得呢，是你必须要去记得洗洗手啊，然后必须也要戴那个口罩啊，然后呢，我们学校里面的工作人员呢，他们呢就是非常的积极呢，去看看每个厕所里面的那些洗手的肥皂啊，还有没有啊？如果没有的话，他们就会装那些肥皂啊，或者是用无水的洗手液呢。我们也有很多，都全部都有用的。
Okay, Yan Chen, Huiling, can you translate that?
Okay, so if there is a full class closure, right? So what will the school tell the after-school teacher?
You will be responsible telling the after school teacher at this point. If there's a full class closure, in many cases, we're very close to university, CBC Christie Street, Grand Street Settlement, and Victoria's Voices. Victoria's Children, I'm so sorry. I didn't say Victoria's Secret. So anyhow, We do keep in contact with them, but officially the caregivers have to contact them moving forward.
Okay, 然后Yan Chan, 你的那个问题呢，校长说呢，补习班呢是家长的责任，家长必须要跟补习班沟通说，你们学校里面有一个隔离的，你不可以去补习班的。但是呢，我们跟这些补习班有很多的补习班呢都有很好的关系，所以他们也应该会知道。但是呢，是你们家长的责任去告诉他们。
Okay, so next one, Abigail, if we want to proactively pull my child out of class for a few days, she's in 3K, what do we need to do? Oh man, I haven't moved, so the lights keep. Please, Abigail, don't worry. Just school connects Miss Maggie. And that's fine. I don't believe attendance will count for anything this year. We want the families to be proactive and be safe. That's entirely up to the caregiver's decision. Just school connects Miss Maggie and she'll just be marked absent.
Okay, 这个家长问呢, 说如果他们想就是主动的去把那个小孩子呢留在家里的话, 留几天的话呢, 他应该要怎么样做? 然后校长说呢, 你可以通过我们的学校的APP呢, 跟你们小孩子的老师讲说, 他这几天会缺席, 然后校长说今年的那个缺席, 就是说上学的那个, 就是出席率呢, 应该不会算的。
Okay, next question. What about for those of the children who got only have their first dose, do they still have school? Yes, if your child, whether they're vaccinated, unvaccinated, first dose, school is open January 3rd, as long as you can answer question one.
Okay, 校长说呢, 这个问题是说呢, 那些小朋友他们只打了第一剂呢, 他们还是不是 1月3号回来上学, 校长说, 不管你是打了疫苗, 没有打疫苗, 打了一针, 打了两针, 学校都是1月3号开学的, 只要你可以回答健康表, 健康调查表的第一个问题, 你都可以回来上学。
I think that's it. I know it's a work day. I have to jump on to another meeting. Please, if you have any questions, all you have to do is school connects us or email, please. If you call the school, it might be a bit difficult at this point. Our phones are ringing off the hook responding to questions, but an email or school connects and we will get back to you. We do check all day. I mean, I'm talking to you and I'm checking. So that's why I keep looking down. But we don't want anybody to not know an answer to one of their questions, and all questions are important.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们他还有另外一个会议，他必须要参加，所以今天的会议呢就即将结束了。然后呢，他说如果你有任何的问题，不要担心，你只要通过 我们学校的APP发一个信息给校长或者是副校长，或者是写电邮给他们都可以。如果你现在想打电话来学校呢，去问一个问题呢，有可能会很困难，因为我们现在的电话呢，就是一直在响，一直在响。我们就是说，有可能呢接不到你的电话，所以最好的方法呢，就是写电邮或者是写一个短信呢，是发给校长跟副校长的。
Oops, there is a question from Tiffany.
Okay, so Tiffany wants to know on Thursday, right? Can she come back to school?
We'll call you privately.
Okay, so Tiffany, 我们呢会, Tiffany, 我们会, 打一个电话跟你讲。
Okay, I'll let you all go. I do have to hop on to another meeting. Please just reach out to us. There's no such thing as a silly question, okay? If you want to know what's for lunch for your child, I'll look it up for you on the school menu, okay? Bye.
校长说谢谢你们参与，会议结束了。如果你有任何的问题呢, 请通过我们学校的APP 或者是写电邮给他们。
Bye-bye.